Now let's begin with the first conversation. Number one.
So are you still planning to fly to Orlando for your vacation?
Not the way airfares have been going up.
What does the man mean? Number two.
I can't believe we have to buy 8 books for Professor McKnight's class. That's going to cost a fortune.
But 4 of them are inexpensive paperbacks.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 3.
You still planning to play golf this afternoon?
I don't think so. It looks a lot like rain to me.
What does the woman mean? Number 4.
Can everyone in the class meet in the library on Friday?
Everyone but Lisa.
What does the man mean? Number 5.
I went for a hike in the woods, and now my legs are all scratched up from the thorns.
Maybe next time you'll wear a pair of long pants when you go hiking.
What can be inferred about the man? Number 6.
So, Rob, what are you going to do with your free afternoon?
I thought I'd pay Michelle a visit.
What does Rob mean? Number 7.
There won't be enough chairs in the auditorium.
We could always rent more.
What does the man suggest? Number 8.
What does that sign say?
I can't quite make it out either.
What does the man tell the woman? Number 9.
It's getting harder and harder to find affordable housing near campus.
Isn't it, though?
What does the woman mean? Number 10.
I'm going to go now.
You'd better hurry. They're almost sold out of tickets for Saturday's game.
Where is the man probably going to go next?